동양은 최고 영도자 김정은 동지께서 역사적인
That's North Korean state television announcing the joint agreement between North and South Korea. The deal was struck between Kim Jong-un and South Korea's Moon Jae-in after a day-long summit inside the demilitarized zone. They pledged to ease tensions, work toward a permanent peace treaty, and, the quote, complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Elise Hugh's been covering all of this and joins us from Seoul. Elise, thanks. Busy week.
Busy indeed. A lot's happened.
All these words we've been using this week, historic, high risk, how's it playing out there in South Korea?
Overall, in similar ways, it's going over pretty well. This summit seems to have gone off smoothly. It was highly choreographed, but still South Koreans were surprised to see some of these big made-for-TV moments. They know, obviously, it happened. South Korea's a nation of real big news consumers. And a few Korean newspapers actually busted their front pages with just one single image, no text, of the two leaders holding hands at the border. Headlines read, Beyond Division. Another one said, A Step into the Future. And there has, though, we should mention, been some opposition. The far-right conservatives staged a small protest today in the center of Seoul. This party supports more of an antagonistic stance toward North Korea.
At least so far, it's pledges, not any real plans. That may or may not come later. But what if North Korea is serious about giving up nuclear weapons, what do they want for it? Do we know?
Not yet. I mean, we can make some assumptions, obviously, because Kim Jong-un's objective all along was to create a strong nuclear deterrent to protect his country from attack, but also to protect his regime from being deposed. And so that is one sort of working assumption. His twin objective since taking power was building an economy so his country could function more like a normal one. This year, he has really pivoted more resources to the economy, but because of all the sanctions, improving the economy is tough. It's going to require foreign investment and trade. That's going to be something that he wants.
And of course, the Trump-Kim summit comes late next month or in early June, we're told. There's some major issues involved for the United States here, particularly, it might result in even withdrawing U.S. troops from South Korea.
North Korea has previously wanted to see a withdrawal of U.S. troops and has demanded that in a lot of its state media. Ahead of the summit, it said, you know what, we're going to drop that demand. And so that was a real surprise to a lot of observers. But you are right that the security issue between the U.S. and North Korea is a lot thornier than some of the inter-Korean issues that were talked about yesterday. But Moon Jae-in, the South Korean president, has really teed this up for Trump in laying a lot of the groundwork, in drawing Kim out of his country and into the international spotlight this way, to expose himself in this way. So the situation is really set up as a foundation for the next phase of negotiations, which, as you mentioned, Scott, is going to be tough.
Elise Hugh on duty for us in Seoul. Thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.